Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. You're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. It was Family Day weekend when I originally did this show, so I was going to say happy Family Day weekend, but I'm not tonight. So let's get right into it. I have a great interview from Montreal's Fabricate. I will get there shortly, but let's check out this week's Tracks of the Week. We'll begin with some Tech House goodness. This is Pedro Costa with a new one called Portugal.
Talking about Portugal. Hello everyone, today I'm talking about Portugal.
Yeah.
This is DJ Waugh speaking to Francis and Chuck of the Montreal-based team. Okay, that was Cywell there with track of the week number 2. It was titled Paragon, featuring some bang-up percussion there. On tonight's feature, they are called Fabricate. They're based out of Montreal, and I have just finished interviewing them last week. They've just put out their second album called Made Me Feel. It's brimming with disco, house, and vocal flavors. This is what they had to say. Okay, so this is DJ Waugh speaking to Francis and Chuck of the Montreal-based duo Fabricate, a production duo based out of Montreal. They've released 2 albums, one in 2016 and another one just a few months back. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Francis and Chuck from Fabricate. So to begin with, what drew both of you towards electronic music?
Yeah, so I think initially it all started with disco for us early on in our musical lives, and because our parents were very involved and influenced by disco. So I think that's what started the whole more or less dance thing. As you guys might know, like the disco transitioned into house, and that's where we really found our niche. That nice little disco house blend early on. We grew up during the 90s where disco was sampled a lot in the house records. Basically, we started to go out in clubs and shows during the time where the house music was sampling a lot of old disco records. That's really what drew us into the scene. That nice blend of disco and house music. That's what drew us towards electronic music.
Did either of you have any early musical training that helped you out as you started producing your own music?
Yeah, individually, we both had different training from, I learned some piano when I was younger, then transitioned a little into drums in school and stuff, but didn't really progress in either of them too much. Chuck, on the other hand, go ahead.
Yeah, I did piano as a kid. I had the luck to have a few instruments laying around the house, so I would just pick up an instrument and jam and play. I learned a lot on my own, and that eventually led into recording myself and DJing, and the whole production thing started off pretty much recording myself with the instruments that were in my house.
But you gotta stay.
You guys are from Montreal, and what is it about that city, or that city specifically, that offers such a unique club scene compared to anywhere else in Canada?
I mean, Montreal's club scene, you know, goes back to the 70s, you know, the disco era, and has such a prominent history, especially of disco, going head to head with cities like New York City back in the day. People tend to forget how important Montreal was on a global scale, how much great music came out of this city, and it's just kind of embedded in our DNA here. There's a great club scene, nightlife's amazing here. And, you know, there's a great music culture overall.
Can both of you tell me about a time when you realized that this was going to be more than just a passion and could be a legitimate career that you wanted to pursue?
On my end, it was as a kid in high school, I would record myself and just do beats on my own. And at one point, I invited friends over and they were just blown away by what I was doing. But I thought it was just normal. I thought I was just having fun. But most of the people that would listen to my stuff were saying, wow, this is cool. Like we could do something together. And that just kept happening. But I think it was just like a natural progression on my end. There never was a time where I decided to do, you know, what I'm doing, and eventually led to me meeting Francis, and here we are today.
When you guys are DJing, what's the equipment setup that you use and why?
It's a pretty simple setup for the time being. I mean, we're Pioneer users. We're fans of the CDJs, starting from the early days of the CDJs to the latest models. I mean, we don't really use any crazy equipment with regard to DJing, I would say, but what else can we add to that?
I think being producers, we tend to go wild in the more in the on the production side. Come to the venues that we currently play are more DJ prone than live performance. We are working on a live performance right now that allows us to express our vision of our sound a bit more. That's coming up soon.
Sometimes I can't find the words to tell you so. Being close to you sensation. Trips me out, shatters my imagination. Boy, I love you, I want you to know. Sometimes I can't find a word to tell you so. Being close to you, being close to you. Trips me out, shatters my imagination.
When you guys are producing, which DAW do you produce with and why?
We are Logic Pro users. Yeah. Logic Pro, Pro Tools a little bit. It's been Logic since day one. A bit of Reason early on. There's something about Logic that just works so well. Everything is thought perfectly for the Apple user, and the workflow is just awesome, and the built-in plugins are amazing too. It's been Logic since forever.
Yeah, we have the intentions of exploring Ableton. We've been for a little while now, but it's coming. That would be exploring Ableton Live when we start to develop our live game a little bit more.
So you did mention that you are using a lot of the plugins in Logic. Are there any other VSTs outside of Logic that you guys are really into right now?
We're big Arturia fans. The synths are just awesome sounding. As far as effects goes, we're using a lot of the Fab Filter stuff. There's just workhorses, very, very good. Native Instruments as well. Yeah, Native Instruments a lot. Machine.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Machine. Machine 3.
Cause I'm ready for you.
Okay, so which do you guys feel more passionate about, DJing or producing, and why?
Two different, complete different passions, I would say. But producing is a very comfortable place to be. I guess you can get cooped up in our studios and just, you know, ease of mind, do our thing, have some fun, and create constantly. But that's kind of been the process over the last, you know, year and a half or so, you know, building towards the album. And now that that's kind of out there for the world to hear, it just refreshed our minds as to how fun it is to be out there DJing, which we've been doing a lot of lately. And I don't know, I can't say I prefer either or, but they're both really fun at the same time, and we enjoy the process throughout.
Okay, so that leads nicely to the next question as well. So you released your first album, Bodies, in 2016, and in the past few months you released a new album titled Made Me Feel. So in addition, you've released a number of singles. How does your approach to making albums differ from making singles?
Right. So, well, the album is way more conceptual, having a larger body of work allows us to take more of a distance in the production process. So what we decided for this new album is really focused on the disco element, the retro disco with sampling and whatnot. So that was where we started, and then we just dove in. And the process is way different than just working a single. Apart from that, singles are just fun to experiment new sounds here and there, but albums are much more, I would say, it needs much more organizing.
And, yeah, TLC overall, just the conceptualizing it all from the first song to the last, the artwork, design, visuals, videos, you know, there's a whole other process and uphill battle towards getting something like this done, and challenges and more challenges.
So on Made Me Feel, you produced a number of vocal tracks. So when you're doing that, how do you go about creating it? Is it full collaboration with the vocalist, or do you guys create the lyrics, or do you ask them to do lyrics? What's your process for that?
I mean, some of the vocals on the album are actually samples from some older tracks, older disco, funk, R&B tracks that we curated and discovered along the way. Others are from artists that we either collaborate with or some replays, actually, of older tracks that we love. We just got a newer take on it with a current artist, vocalist, basically re-singing the tracks that, you know, we didn't have access to the multi-tracks or the stems. So yeah, in this case, the majority of the tracks are a lot of older, obscure disco tracks from back in the day.
Records,
that we got clearance to sample or, like I said, re-record.
During the past year, you've played at events in Australia and Canada. Looking back, are there any countries or specific clubs or events you've loved to play at that you've really enjoyed?
There's this thing about what we do that's so playing clubs and venues that allow us to really play what we want to play. We're being artists and producers. We have a different vision as far as presenting a DJ performance. I would say that the most fun I've had personally in playing are really like underground hidden venues or house parties or places that like people really, really go wild.
Boiler rooms.
Yeah, boiler room style environments.
Just like open format, us doing our thing and the people that are there attending are
just
open-minded people.
Exactly.
That are willing to discover music from all different eras, all different styles, and just kind of like are dancing, are people that enjoy good music and dancing, really. I guess as we matured as artists, DJs, You ask us five years ago, 10 years ago, maybe we would have said Ultra Music Festival or something else. But as you know, you develop your sound and stuff, you start to realize, you know, where your music really fits. And like Chuck said.
Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabbe, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.
I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR. That was the first part of my Fabricate interview. Full track list and a collection of Fabricate links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. They had more to say, and here is part two of the interview.
When you guys are DJing, do you plan a lot of the set, or just kind of know what you're going to play at the beginning and then just go from there?
Depends on the environment. We really like the... Depends on the environment. We really like to play the crowd a lot. So we do have a direction that we like to go, but I mean, you never know what's going to work. And then, there's some tracks that we just drop and crowd goes completely wild and we're not expecting that. And then we just switch it up on the fly.
We feel like we're in a period where people are actually a lot more open-minded to different styles of music, you know, what people refer to as EDM and
When you guys are DJing, do you plan a lot?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong?
As fabricated?
No, no, we've been fortunate. Yeah, we've been lucky, I guess. Or a little more mature. But yeah, maybe in our younger years, which we weren't working together back then, but.
I mean, like USB flash drives failing, resorting to the hooking up an iPhone. those happened. Not as fabricated, but.
Yeah. Nothing major, really.
No.
Can you guys name one or two labels that you're happy to have been released on and why?
Well, a big one for us early on was Armada Deep. That was fun for us. That was something fresh at the time. We were starting out as Fabricate, and Armada Deep was putting out some fresh, good deep house. So
yeah, they were supportive of our early stuff, like you said, along with their other sub-label. But both Armada label, the other one was Bearded Man. They supported two of our singles. And I mean, aside from that, we've just basically been working with our own label here in Montreal, and developing our, you know, all our projects either directly through our own outlets or through Cuckoo Records here in Montreal. I guess a couple of remixes which have came out through other labels, but that's it. Yeah.
Can either of you name one or two DJs or producer whom you really admire and why?
Personally, I'm a big French house guy. Growing up, like I said, or like I mentioned earlier, the whole sampling thing always amazed me, how you can flip a record that's super old into something fresh. So all the guys that would do that, Daft Punk, Justice, Cassius, all these guys from France were very influential for me as DJs and producers.
Other guys we can say probably in Narrow Disclosure, we're fans of their of their music and their style, their production work, and just how great they are live as well. Down into the ground,
what is your vision for the future for yourself production-wise and also in DJing?
Well, the production side, the more we're experimenting with the live aspect of our performance, the more we're going into the jam side of things. So as far as producing, as far as the whole production thing, we're really trying to integrate the live performance into the production so it just flows better towards the live performance afterwards. So that's something that we're really focusing on, because it's so easy to spend hours and hours on end placing a clap here and there with DAWs and all that stuff. But if you really want to do a solid live performance, well, you need to be able to perform it live. So that's something we're trying to bridge.
Yeah.
Is there anything release-wise or gig-wise that you'd like to promote right now?
We are here in Montreal. At least we're developing our nights, which was basically started the first night that we released our album, and we're going to be you know, doing a night here in Montreal monthly, starting in February, which will be basically, like we've said throughout this conversation, it'll be an open format kind of feel good vibe at the venue. We haven't yet launched it, or we can't really mention it just yet, but we're going to be in the next few weeks. But it will be a place that you come to just discover good music from all eras. It can be disco, it could be funk, it could be R&B, it could be house. But yeah, that's one of the things that we're definitely working on.
Apart from that, we have a series of music videos coming out. We did a super cool concept where we're grabbing little parts of our album, so different songs where we have some kind of a series of music videos that go with that. And we're also working on a remix EP for the album, featuring very interesting people that we just can't name yet, but people that we that influenced us along the way. So we're very excited about that as well.
This has been Francis and Chuck from Fabricate. A selection of Fabricate tracks can be found on Beatport, Juno Download, TrackSource, iTunes, and Spotify. A full list of Fabricate and related web links can also be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thanks a lot to both of you for doing this.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
I call it transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thanks so much to Francis and Chuck from Fabricate for allowing me to interview them. The full track list, along with a collection of Fabricate web links, can be seen on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. If you enjoyed the show and you want to check it out again, you can do so in podcast form either on Apple Music or at CITR's webpage, citr.ca, and the Techno Progressivo show page. Up next is a two-hour hit of trance with DJ Smiley Mike and his show Transcendence, so be sure to check that out. Before I wrap up, let's set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. We'll hop back 11 years in time to 2009 for an amazing melodic techno track. This is Dant Nieprom. Shonky's on the remix duty. The track is titled All I Can Say. Enjoy this, and I will be back here in 2 weeks.
I can tell you into it. I can tell you into it. Is all I can say. It's causing me pain to see you make it. I like to watch you make it. It's all I can say. We'll be right back.
causing me pain to see you naked. I like to see you naked. It's all I can say. It's causing me pain to see you naked. I like to see you naked. It's all I can say. 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 Nobody can say. Nobody can say it. It's all I can say. It's all I can say.